Cyphus, because it makes sense. Their goal in learning is they want to do the main sigils. They want to learn Bava Basra. This is definitely not a main, you know, if I had to ask you what the main chidushim of Bava Basra, it's not going to be this Cyphus. But they after like the big sigils. And we want to learn how to learn. We want to try and say also MS. We're almost like afraid of the big sigils. The big sigils is too much distractions, too many things that you could be make a mistake about. So I sometimes I'm attracted to these like little sigils. There isn't so much there. It's more likely to get right shot. And you know, okay. Anyway, so I happen to like this type, but let's try it again. It's a nice little sigya. There's a little bit of a rush here, but it's there is where our mekayim is, but it's. It's not like the neck, the lefikach, which is like you have to know half the shas for the lefikach. It just seems a relatively isolated sugya. Okay, so let's start Titus from the beginning again. I see I lost half the people of yesterday already. Okay.
Now they don't know Rebbe's rules about starting exactly on time, maybe.
Not on time, yes. Okay, so let's do the Titus thing. Let's start from the beginning. The Gvios and I think you're talking. All the long time are the Gvio Vav talking. So Tavis is bothered by Akasha. It should have said Gvio Vav talking. So we were bothered a little bit yesterday. What's the big question? Why is Gvio Vav talking better than Gimel talking? So somebody said in the share that what's behind the question? What did somebody say? I have a recollection.
It's a tremendous arichos to say.
Okay.
Last words.
I do not know. I'm just a little bit skeptical because I don't know if that's called arichos. In other words, we said this. I said this many times that arichos is not a problem if that's the way people speak. Those who you know, I don't know whether. Who said this? Maybe this is the way. This is a normal way of communication. For some reason, you know, we're not in the 2,000 years ago. And
we're just trying to tell us the thickness of the wall. There's a much more direct way of saying it.
Well, okay, right?
This is a sort of an indirect way to start doing math.
But it depends how you communicate. You want to say that the thickness of the wall. You also want to say that each guy builds half because his
bonus. But what else would you think?
I didn't say anything else you would think. I'm not saying it was unclear. Just the question is, to say that it's extra words is not always, extra words is not a question if the person is speaking in the normal manner of speech. So you say, well, this isn't the normal manner of speech. I don't know. Titus knows what the normal manner of speech is 2,000 years ago. I don't know.
If you look at the sheet of Mekubetzes,
yeah,
I think it bears out that the real question is it's too long because the Shita asks this in two steps. And it sounds like he's trying to make it shorter. He says, why don't they just say, let it be six, Benehem?
Okay, so there could be.
Yeah, like a second question.
Either that's a question.
Could the question be that? Could the Mishnah sounds like it's telling you that each one's got to give. So Tosafot's saying, why do you got to tell me each one's got to give? Of course he's just got to give. Just say six.
Okay, I'm not sure. Maybe.
Is that nice? Like this guy's got to give.
They
got to tell me that for. Just say six.
McBeal is that nice and give us one. Then I think give us one. Okay, I'm not sure. Anyway, but that's Tosafot's kasha. I don't know exactly why he feels it's better. I really don't. The other choice is that somehow or another it's clearer, sharper, because since the reason why you do Gimel and Gimel is because you want to get six, so it's like type yourself. It's like it's more like hitting the nail on the head because the whole Minigam Medina, the Minigam Medina is to get six, right? That the Minigam Medina is to have a wall of six. Minigam Medina is not three and three. The Minigam Medina, they don't have a Minigam Medina for Shutzim. The Minigam Medina is when you make a Gvil, you make a wall of six Tfachim. When you make a Gozes, you make it of whatever, five Tfachim. So it says, Hakol Minigam Medina, that's the next line. The line before, I'm sorry. So the minhag ha-medina is six. So it's not really, it's not that it's extra words, it's really not grammatically correct. This is not really the minhag ha-medina. If I ask you, what's a minhag ha-medina? The minhag ha-medina is when you build a wall of gvil, you make it six tfachim. If the guy wants to build his own wall of gvil,
more in line with the lepikach.
What?
But the 3 and 3 is more in line with the split later on of lepikach.
Right, but the extension of the lasha and the mishnah is going, and the lepikach could be from the emsa, so that's not such a kasha. But the lasha and the mishnah says hakol kaminig amedina vil. Then I think it was something. I think it was vachim. So if your flow of hakol kaminig amedina, now it's not that it's extra. It's words. It's sharper. It's clearer. It's crisper. It's explaining the point board. The minhag ha-medina is that gvil should be six. So you're talking almost in circles when you say each guy give three.
Therefore, because that's the minhag ha-medina, therefore each guy's got to get three. That's not the
doesn't minhag say therefore. Kol minhag ha-medina. So it could have said it would have been you say kol minhag ha-medina. Gvil is six, you know. Okay, anyway, I don't know. So that's Tavis's kasha. So Tavis answers because he would have made a mistake. Then he has a kasha. Daimar, am I ishrich leminne imidus pilvei godes? Kinetana kol gemine gamadina kvashalgo ken gas. So we asked a question yesterday, a typical Chafetz Chaim question, that what is the hemshach? Because usually, especially of a ha, is like a preamble. So whenever Tavis gives a preamble, so that's usually a means that it's a setup for the next question. So why is Tavis, what is the connection between the answer to his first question, and which is that Vav is misleading, and his second question, that you do not have to say the measure called Kamenek Amedina. Right, that was a question we asked yesterday. Right, anybody have any ideas about that?
Maybe if it's not coming to teach you the dimensions of the wall, then the second question is not a question.
What?
Maybe if it's not coming to, if the measurement of the Mishnah is not coming to teach us the measurement of the wall.
Well, it's not that you measure the wall, no matter what you
that's not the purpose.
Not denying that the permission is teaching you the measurement of the wall.
In other words, theoretically, you can answer the first question in a different way. I don't know what the answer would be, but the answer would be that no, we're teaching you the how much has to be supplied by each one. So now, once if that's what it's teaching you, then it's not kasha that why does it say a kokum and a medina? Because he needs to tell us how much each party should give.
Okay, so this is what I think. I think with what you're saying, I can say it over. This is Dr.
Begin. Always better that way.
Said it also in Shir Day. He says that Tavis asks Akasha, why did you say Gimel Gimel? You could have said Vav. Now, structurally, there's two different ways to answer that question. Tavis answers it because by writing Vav is bad, it's unclear. There's another structure, which is saying that not that writing Vav is unclear, but writing Gimel and Gimel is clear. There's some added message. Now, not that you would have misunderstood Vav, but there's some hidden secret, I don't know, message in Gimel and Gimel, which you would not be gotten if you would have said Vav. If you would have said Vav, you would think you do 4 and 2 for some reason in certain cases. I don't know why. But whatever reason, right, we're just saying a structure. If Tavis would have said, if the Mishnah would have said, Vio, make a wall of six, so you wouldn't know it's 3 and 3. You would say, if certain situations, it's 3 and 3. Certain situations, it's 4 and 2, depending on the situation. So there's an added. It's not that six is unclear, but that there's some added message in 3 and 3. if there's some added message in 3 and 3, then that's why I couldn't say Hakol Kaminik HaMedina, because Hakol Kaminik HaMedina is another way of saying Gvil is 6. Right? You know, that's now, if you type it, the structure I answer different than what type it says is that granted you would say Gvil is 6, and I wouldn't mislead it and think that's Gvil 12. I would know Gvil 6. But yet I would be missing some piece of information. And that's why I need the mission to write 3 and 3. Well, saying Kol Kaminik HaMedina is just another way of saying Gvil is 6, because the Minik HaMedina is not, there's not a Minik what happens in Shutvim. The Minik HaMedina is what do you do for Gvil? So the Minik HaMedina is to make a Gvil 6. So I call Kaminik HaMedina is just a shortened version of Gvil 6.
So,
so according to the simple answer, the other structure answer to Tavis is Kasha, that there's something misleading or wrong, or you'd be missing something if you say 6. Not because you'll think 12, but intrinsically there's something missing in that. So I call Kaminik HaMedina is no better than Gvil 6. Right? That sounds, is that what you're saying, Chaim?
Yes.
Yes, see that? Yeah, I didn't misquote him.
Maybe a little bit of an issue with that. I'll be cautious. The reason it says 3 and 3 like that instead of saying 6.
Something over here. There's some Rishonim. Binyamin.
Yeah, one second. But over, I'm just saying, why can't we just say that the reason saying 3 and 3, because maybe I would think if one guy goes to Home Depot and one guy goes to Lowe's, and one guy pays $2 a cubic foot, and this guy pays $3 a cubic foot. He says, I paid $200, you paid $200. So we're learning that, no, you have to give half of the materials, not half of the money.
That's not Tyson's answer, but you're just saying what theoretically, what could have been, what Tyson could have answered besides what he did answer.
Right.
So good, okay, so that's what we're saying. So if, according to that Havamina, that whatever the reason is, I'm just being more ambiguous. There is some Havamina that even though that the if you do it at 6, we don't divide it up evenly between the two of you. So then saying Hakol Kaminik HaMedina doesn't help us, because all Hakol Kaminik HaMedina means 6. But 6 isn't, but there's a Havamina that 6 isn't divided up evenly.
No, but then you still need Hakol Kaminik HaMedina, because
we grant you, but you need 3 and 3. Taivis Kasha is not don't write Kol Medinah. Taivis Kasha is why did you have to write the Gvils and Nothing Shalosh and Nothing Shalosh? You wrote Hakol Kaminik HaMedina.
Right. So Tosafos doesn't hold like what I said.
Their answer is what the guys are saying is that there's a simple answer to Taivis Kasha. If you'll say that there's some added message in Gvil 3 over Gvil 6. So that's why it had to say it, to tell you that added message. So in other words, what they're saying is, Tavis asks his Kasha, why does it say Gvil 3, say Gvil 6? Tavis understands that there's a structural answer, which Tavis doesn't like, obviously, and that's why he didn't say it, that there's some added Chiddush in Gvil 3 that's not in Gvil 6. If you say that structure answer, then he would not have his second question. So Tavis is asking his second question to say, in light of the fact that you gave the wrong answer to the first Kasha. You should have given a different answer to the first Kasha, which would answer simultaneously the first and second question. So the second question is proving that you're giving the wrong answer to the first question.
And he was giving the wrong answer.
To answer the second question, you're going to have to come on to such a svara, Tavis and Havamina, that there's some message in Gvil 3. So that's the answer to the first question too.
And theoretically, that other message in Gvil 3, would it be totally on the Minik HaMedina?
No, it has nothing to do with Minik HaMedina. We're saying like this.
But why would it be?
Minik HaMedina is that what type of, what you're in Beverly Hills, what type of wall do people, most people are not shutzim. Minik HaMedina is not shutzim. Minik HaMedina is private people. They build a mechitza gvil. They build it of what material and how thick. The Minik HaMedina doesn't deal necessarily with shutzim.
Right, but let's say,
the your shutzis a minik hamedina is that you have to have a gvil wall of six, and your shutzim, so you got to divide it up by emsa. So the minik hamedina, the minik hamedina is not what's mechayev the emsa. The
emsa. No, but let's say the minik hamedina was the shutzim. One guy gives four, and one guy gives two.
Pashib shad, there is no such minik. Pashib shad is
no, but
minik hamedina doesn't deal with shutzim.
No, but
the minig amedina and shutzim. The shutzim is not a is not the normal situation necessarily. The minig amedina is that in this city everybody builds a deal of six falcon. Now, since it's minig amedina,
I'm saying this answer
people is to build deal at six falcon. I your shutzim. So what do we do? So we do three and three. Now, if they would have said the mission would have said six, according to this havamina that we're saying, which is not true. You would have had some havamina that one guy does four and one guy does two. So you still get the minig hamedina. So writing a kol k'minig hamedina would not take away, would not tell you the message that you want to add by saying three and three.
So Rebbe's saying that maybe there's ambiguous svara X that wouldn't be tally on minig hamedina, and that's why Tosfos wouldn't be able to say that?
There's a ambiguous svara X which is tally on emsa, because you have to be fair. That's what it's saying. The reason why you do three and three is because we have to be fairness because of emsa, not because another minig hamedina. That's the pashas. You know, that is a pashas. The reason why they divide it evenly has nothing to do with minig hamedina. The reason why they divide it evenly is because there should be many. Why should one guy do more than the other? So if for some reason, say this gasha was, but it says emsa, so I can figure that out myself. I know math. Half is six is three. But if you would answer somehow Tavis is Kasha, that even though it says Bainim as I Kaiso Be'emsa, but you would say half of six is not three, half of six is four and two, right? You know, that's what you would come up with that math. And that would be the answer to Tavis's first Kasha, that even though it says Bainim as I Kaiso Be'emsa, but Be'emsa, if the Mishnah just said that, it would be ambiguous. And I would think Be'emsa means I do four and you do two. So then you can't write. I call Geminic Amedina does not in any way disprove that, because I call Geminic Amedina also ends up with six, right? I think that happens to me. It's not my answer. It's Chaim Gordon's answer and Dr. Begin's answer, but I think it's a very good answer. I think it sounds right that. So Tysus understands, you know, that's a perfect hemshach. The other possible answer to the first question would answer the second question. Tysus doesn't give it because Tysus doesn't like it. Tysus doesn't think that the emsa can mean, obviously it can mean anything other than three and three. And but the structurally, that answer would answer both questions. So Tysus asks the second question. To either because it's a hemshah, now that you don't give that answer, you don't have the second question, or to show that you force you to drop your answer and give a different answer, whatever. Okay.
In this other world, would Tosus need to have a svar for each of the four materials, Bil, Gazis, Tvisin, Levanin, or not necessarily, as long as it's a finish?
No, not necessarily. Let's say it's like Binyan Pesach said, there's some kind of svara that even though it's be'emsa, but it's not judged by what each one can afford. Their financial situation. One guy's rich, one guy's poor.
No, not financial. This is just how much you spent on it.
Okay, whatever. I end up as far, whatever as far you want. So there's some kind of reason. So that reason will be consistent by all of them. In other words, you would have some reason to think.
That was like once the Mishnah said it once.
Okay, but that I don't know that's a kasha.
Because then struck just for symmetrical.
Yeah, that's structure. Yeah.
For symmetry.
Yes, I think so. Okay, let's go for it because this was it. But I it happens to be a nice.
I thought Tysus was saying.
What?
I thought Tysus was saying. I thought Tysus was saying that it says vav. You know, it says. Why doesn't it say vav tvachim, right? And the only mistake was by vav. Right. In other words, if I would just say vav, I would think they each have to give vav, never
that's
four.
Correct.
They each have to give vav. So let me say, I don't have to get a number to make a mistake. The whole thing was to prevent the mistake.
You're right. We're not denying that. We're saying that's why Tavis has a kasha. We're just saying that there's a hamshach because Tavis knows that structurally there's another possible answer to his first kasha. Tavis obviously doesn't like it. That's why he didn't give it. But there's a structured answer that even if you would say vav, even though vav means clearly vav and not 12, vav means not the answer Tavis gives. This is a different answer. That vav means a totality of vav. And yet, if it would have written vav, I would have thought that even though the totality is vav, but when we come to divide it among the two of you, for some reason, it doesn't make a difference, whatever reason you want to make up, I wouldn't have divided it evenly. I would have given 1-4 and 1-2 for whatever reason why I would have thought that's fair. So if that would, Tavis thinks that's ridiculous, and that's why Tavis doesn't give that answer. But if, let's say, the so to speak, the Rajba gives that answer, okay? We'll make up a name. Let's say the Rajba gives a different answer to Tavis' first kasha. But if it would have written Vav, you would have thought one person does 4 and one person does 2. So according to that answer that the Rajba gives, it's not the answer, you know, this make-believe Rajba, then Tavis would not have the second question. Because then it couldn't write a call Gaminek Amadina, because then you'll still make that same mistake to think one guy gets 4 and one guy gets 2. Okay, and let's go further.
Okay, I just thought that Vav is better. At the end of the day, Tyson is saying he would have rather give, like Rebbe said, Vav would be better because we're not dealing in Hilchos Shluchim.
Tyson has an understood answer to answer why Vav is not better. So the question, we're just trying to figure out what that possible answer that Tyson had in the back of what I think, what did the Rajba answer to Tyson's discussion? Not what Tyson is holding. And the Rajba's answer would answer the second question. Okay, anyway, let's go further. So then he says, in Taimar, I wanted to say, it's called Megadina. Yeshlomar, the Nogu Yaitim Yvab Gilo Yasu. The Kane Kudum. If there's Nogu more, you don't do. And I can share my forest. Mew and Nogu, the Nasu, Pokhim Yvab Yasu. Now, Fido and Nogu Bhutu Adam the Yasu before I bring my. Now, why does Taibis bring that Fido and Nogu Bhutu Adam the Yasu before I bring Kamara? What's that line coming for? Why can't I erase that line? It's a very simple Chafetz Chaim question. What is this line doing? Dafido and Nogu, Behutza Vedafta, Yasin Mefarish Begumara. What's that line?
That's the Raya.
That's the Raya. In other words, Pashtus, this is a Umiu. Pashtus is there's no difference between going up and going down. The Pashtus is just like we hold it's a minig shtus or whatever. We don't derase a minig of going up. So the pashas would also be that you don't go all the minig going down. So Tavis says, Umiyu, I have a tremendous chiddush that even though we don't hold you accountable for a minig of going up, because we say it's a ridiculous minig and there's no purpose of doing it. And just because if the crazy people in Beverly Hills do crazy things, that's not, you don't have to do it. But going down, it's not a crazy minig. What's his raya? Because if the minig is Hutza Vedasha, you do it. So you see that you're allowed, and Tavis assumes that a gvil wall of one tefach is no worse than a Hutza Vedasha. It also stands as a Hutza Vedasha. What? So therefore, that's Tavis's.
It's a kosher.
What? Yeah. Okay. So that's Tavis's Ryan.
So it's also saying that the Mihu only Misparo, or he has somewhere in the Mishnah an indication to that Mihu.
He has an indication from the Gemara.
Not from the Gemara. In our Mishnah. No, person, does he have an indication?
No indication. Pashtus. Now I'm reading Tisus. I know that there's a Maram here, funny Maram, but I read Tisus. Poshib Shad is there's no indication in the Mishnah. That's why Tavis brings a Rai from the Gemara. He brings a Rai from Hutza Vedafna. In other words, Tavis is saying, I have a dig from the Mishnah that when you go, that you don't have to go up. I have a Rai from the Gemara that you follow the minig of going down. So that's my miyu. The Gemara proves that you don't that you can that you found them and hung them going down. The Mishnah, the answer to answer the Mishnah proves that you don't found the minhag to go up. So I got a miyu that there is a difference. Certain minhagim we follow, and certain minhagim we don't follow.
And how does Tosfos argue with the Mishnah?
He's not arguing with the Mishnah.
The Mishnah says, "I call minhag Medina." We can't. You go that minhag is more than vav.
Even though it says, "I call minhag Medina," it doesn't mean every single minhag. As it says at the end, also, so it means so the minhag of going over these things, we wouldn't follow. So
how does Tosfos know? How does Tosfos know to go against the Mishnah?
The answer from Tosfos's question. Tosfos asked the question: why did it have to mention the measurements of veil and gusset? It could have just said, "I call Kamina Gamadina." Parrot says, because the I call Kamina Gamadina it obviously does not apply. Right?
Wait, 1 second. The fact that it says call Kamina Gamadina means that there must be a case where you follow Kamina Gamadina.
There is. You found the Minhag HaMedina.
So then what's Miyu? Miyu sounds like an extra
You follow Minhag HaMedina to go down, but you don't follow Minhag HaMedina for a certain thing.
So why doesn't Tosfos say that? Tosfos adds a Miyu. It sounds, to me, maybe I'm misreading it, but sounds like a Miyu is like it's an extra add-on. Oh, by the way, if you do going down, it's fine. It's not a by the way. Tosfos has to give an explanation what
that is. No, because the Mishnah scholarship Jacobi Minhag HaMedina that you decide which type of stones you use, which is Minhag HaMedina. But now we're saying that even within
okay, so there's another explanation of Minhag HaMedina.
Yes.
So Rebbe's saying that if that the reason why the Mishnah said Vav was to not get fooled by when it says a kol Minhag HaMedina. If it didn't say Vav, I would have said that Taka, I would have followed the Minhag. Right. But I'm saying Vav, it's dafka to tell me to fuke that.
Right. So now we have a pliatsuma.
And where does Tosfos, how does Tosfos see from Hutza V'dafna that you could do Gvil less than Vav?
Because Tosfos logically, Tosfos is allowed to be a smart man. And Tosfos understands that a Gvil, which is one, is stronger than a Hutza V'dafna wall. And therefore, if you can go ahead and go, and if the Minhag HaMedina says Hutza V'dafna, you do a Hutza V'dafna. So you surely can, if the Minhag HaMedina is to do a Gvil 1, you do a Gvil 1. Because a Gvil 1 is no worse than a Hutza V'dafna. It lasts, Hutza V'dafna will last 3 weeks and a Gvil 1 will last 5 weeks. I don't know, you know, making up random numbers. So it's equivalent. It's the same thing. The Pliat Suma here is, L'chaira, is that the Maram, we had to told the fellow to look at the Maram. And the Maram speaks out Shad and Tisus. Where's the Maram? I lost the place. We again know about the Hasha.
Two Marams here.
Yeah, so I'm reading the first one. The Hasha, hold it to not send nice and only to meet a good bill. Or the Shminim, Jim Gogu Yais, we said, oh, Yasu. Okay. So the Maram is pliat suma, because Maram says, "Ema ipcha." Excuse me, Maram, don't you read Tosfos? Tosfos brought a raya. Tosfos brought a raya from Hutza V'dafna, right? Tosfos brought a raya that pachas we do follow Minhag HaMedina because tafira nagel behutza v'dafna yaser. So you can't. How can the Maram ask the kasha the ema ipcha that the whole diktani I call Minhag HaMedina is the claw of the share shot on Khan and Ainakom is Kayam. I'm misreading it. Other than Nago be the all that medicine bill by God is also Ashmina de la Yifkas. It can't be also Ashmina de la Yifkas because it says the Tavis and Svara understands that a skinny gvil
is no worse than a chutzah v'dafna. And if you could do chutzah v'dafna, then you could do a skinny gvil. That's what Taivis says. So what in the world is a Maram's kasha? It's like he didn't read Taisus.
Maybe he's asking on goof on the Gemara, according to Tosfos Shita. How does the Gemara know it?
So you're saying that he's not asking on Taisus. How does Taisus know? Obviously, Taivis has a gezunter raya, but he's asking how does the Gemara know? So someone said that, I told the person that maybe that's what the Mara means, but it would be very pleiadic, because that's a very, 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 very shvacha question. Why is that a very shvacha question? Because let me ask you a different question. Answer a question with a question. I'll leave it to Emes. Forget about the Mara. Taivis makes a meal. And when it comes to going more, we don't follow Minhag Medina. When it comes to going less, we follow Minhag Medina. Why is that true? What's the svara? If there's a halacha, you're supposed to follow Minhag Medina, you should always follow Minhag Medina. Why sometimes we do and sometimes we don't? What's the logic?
I guess some in Hagam are silly and some are not silly.
Right. So some in another, right. In other words, the fact that in Beverly Hills they squander money and they build veal 10 fucking wide is a chazal though, is a total waste and serves no function. And therefore, just because it's a minhag hametina, it's a minhag shtus, whatever you want to call it, and therefore there's no reason why you have to follow it. On the other hand, to have a minhag hametina building chutzah d'afna or building skinny veal has a logic to it. You're saving money. You're saving money. Now, eventually the wall's going to fall down. And maybe in the long run, you're not going to save money. But in the short run, you save money, right? There are many people that like to save money in the short run, even if in the long run, it's going to cost them more money because they have a cash flow problem, right? You have a cash flow problem. You buy small amounts. You pay now. You worry about the present. You don't worry about the future. Maybe the Mashiach will come. Why should I spend money on the future? Right? So you have to say that there is a svara. So then for Taivis, for the Maram to come along and ask the Kasha on the Gemara is a very, very, very weak question, because the answer is very simple. The Gemara is smart. The Gemara knows which way is a minhag shtus and which way isn't. And they understood that building a thicker wall more than necessary is damn stupidity. But building a skinny wall, which will fall down eventually, is not stupidity, because there's a logic to it. So the Gemara understands. The Gemara, it's very schwer to ask a kasha, how does the Gemara know? The Gemara is smart people. The Gemara is allowed to know things. So if there's a logical svara, so they knew which way the svara goes. You see, maybe the svara is the opposite.
Maybe it's a different choice.
The Gemara knows that the svara is this way, not the opposite. You know, the Gemara knew there's two choices. One of them is silly and one's not silly. So the Gemara is allowed to know which one's silly and which one isn't. That's a Maram's kasha. How did the Gemara know? You know, we have a diak that one minhag hametina is silly, and that's why it gives a measurement. And there's one minhag hametina that's not silly. So the Gemara is allowed to know which minhag hametina is silly.
Maybe it's something to do with silliness. Maybe it's something to do with silliness. Maybe it's a more like a lumdish shaila, whether minhag hametina can be machayev you.
You come up with a different story, but there has to be some logic.
No, but that and, question whatever, is.
I was just giving an example, because that's what I think the Havana could be. But if you give a different, then the Maisa, at the end of the day, there must be some logic. Why is it that we follow Minhag Medina when it comes to going down, and we don't follow Minhag Medina when it comes to going up? There must be some logic. No. How can the Maram ask the Kasha? How did the Gemara know? The Gemara knew because they knew that logic.
Well, maybe there's two ways of reading it, and each of them are plausible. You could say that Medical Medina is Machayev, or you could say Medical Medina is just the Pula.
But there must be some logic at the end of the day why it's the way it is at the Emes. The Tavis has a Raya from the Gemara, what the Emes is. There's obviously some logic to that Emes. Otherwise, so maybe, you have a better kasha. The rule is illogical. So there's obviously some logic to this rule that we follow Minhag Medina when it comes to going down, but we don't follow Minhag Medina when it comes to going up. There must be a logic to that. So if there's a logic, so then why in the world does Tosfos, how can the Maram ask the kasha? How did the Gemara know? The Gemara knows that this is logical. And if you turn it upside down, it wouldn't be logical. You know, say the opposite. You know, say the opposite. It's not logical. You know, it's like I'm an electrician, and there's two wires. I know, and you're supposed to put one wire here, one wire there. You're supposed to put the pot in charging my car. You're supposed to put one wire here and one wire here. Now you don't know anything about cars. You know, the guy says, make sure you put this one. Well, why don't you do it the opposite way? You do it the opposite way, like you'll blow up the house, you know?
Maybe.
You know something about electricity. You know that the positive goes on the positive and the negative goes on the negative. Why don't you do it the opposite way? I think it's nice, you know, put a positive with a negative. Let them cancel each other out, and the negative with the positive. I think that's a wonderful thing. I think it makes Shalom on Klal Yisrael. So when you want to charge your car, so I'm going to ask that kasha. So the car mechanic will laugh in my face if I'd ask him that kasha. Why do you put this cable on this side of the battery? Why don't you do it the other way? Because, mister, I've been making cars for William Cars for the last 20 years, and I have some knowledge of electricity, and I know that's how we have to do it. That's a kasha. That's the Maram's kasha. It's such a weak question. Bishlamov, he's asking on Tosfos, you know, and somehow he read Tosfos' language that Tosfos wasn't bringing a raya, which I don't know how he could do that. So then it's not so bad, maybe, because he understands Tosfos is not a builder.
Maybe he understands Tosfos.
In Europe, he didn't live in a farm. They weren't building with Gvil and Gozis in Europe probably all together. They don't even know if they had Gvil and Gozis. I don't even know what Gvil and Gozis is. I don't know. So he maybe has the kasha. How does Tosfos know? Okay, even that's pretty bad. But okay. But the Asakasha and the Gemara, the Mishnah, the Gemara is living in the time of the Gemara when they're building these walls. They knew which makes sense and which doesn't.
Maybe he understands that Tosfos is bringing a raya from Mitzvah Dafna, but he doesn't like the raya from Mitzvah Dafna.
Ask a different question. That's not the question that he asked. You should ask that Tosfos, you don't have a good raya. And his answer wouldn't answer the question either, because your question is that Tosfos, your raya is not a good raya. That's a completely different question with the Maram asked. And the answer doesn't answer it, because even if you bring a different raya, but then that's not Tosfos' raya. That would not answer. If you don't like Tosfos' raya, you can't bring a different raya. Tosfos brings what his raya.
If it would have just said Akol Kaminaga Medina, then I would have known Afil Hutz Medafna, right?
According to Tosfos, if it would have said, by saying Kol Kaminaga Medina, we know Hutz Medafna. That is what Hutz Kaminaga Medina means.
Right. So I'm saying is that.
But the Maram is asking Akasha, who tells you that Kol Kaminaga Medina means Hutz Medafna? Maybe I call Kaminaga Medina means Veal 10.
No.
Because the Gemara says Hutz Medafna. What kind of ridiculous question is that?
Tosfos is saying that by saying Zen Noisin Gimel, that's Dafka, and not going with that Kol Kamina Magandina. However, when it comes to less, then we do listen to that Kol Kamina Magandina, right?
The Maram's question is that you could explain the Diyukim opposite way. You could say that the reason why it said Gvil 3, it said all the measurements of Gvil, is to tell us don't make Gvil 1.
only make Gvil 6 and Enoch and Ami 7 and 8, but don't go, don't make Gvil less than 6. And it says, I call Gemina Gadina to tell me that you go up. And you go, and if the minimum din is 10, you make it 10. So
right, he's asking on Tysus. How does Tysus have a right to
reverse the answer? The is because Tysus saw it from the Gemara. Because if you would read it that way, then it would come out that you don't follow minimum. Since Tysus holds that Gvil 1 is the same as Hutza V'Dafna, so if you would read the Mishnah that way, then you could not be allowed to use Hutza V'Dafna. And yet the Gemara says that you could use Hutza V'Dafna. So the Gemara is a raya to Tyvus's reading. And that's what Tyvus says. That's why Tyvus quoted.
Right, so he's asking, how could Tyvus say such a chiddush to limit the amount going up? It should gufo just use Hakol Kaminaga Medina. I mean, Tyvus don't have a right, he doesn't have a recht to come along and make such a chiddush to limit going up, when I could have just used what Tysus granted is better, saying I call Kamenag Medina, I would have known Hutz of Adafna, and I don't have such a right to extend it. That's what you're saying.
Tysus has a kasha. Tysus has a kasha. Why did I have to say the measurements? There's no reason to say the measurements. If we follow, I call Kamenag Medina blindly. So it must be the fact that the Tana wrote the measurements is to tell me that sometimes we don't follow Minhag Medina. Now the question is when. So there's two choices.
Maybe the Maimon's question is like this: that Tosis just said that the answer is, it says Vav to teach you that you don't have to go above. Question is, the mission is not still not clear. If that's your whole purpose, saying Vav.
Okay, Gimel and Gimel, yeah, okay, yeah, all right, yeah.
You know, if the whole purpose of saying Vav is to teach you this halakha, how it's a bad way of teaching it, because you could read it the other way. It's true the Gemara is smart enough to figure out which one makes sense, but if the whole purpose of including this language in the Mishnah is to teach you halakha, it should be clearly pointing one way. Yeah, so he wants to know where in the Mishnah.
Did that fit into the words of the Maram? That the Maram is bothered that the Mishnah didn't do a good job?
Meaning, Tosa's whole answer here is that this halacha above is to teach you a certain halacha. The question is that where's the mukach again in the Mishnah?
Okay, but is that what he's asking? So the Lashon Maram is the Eisha Daktik, the Eima Ibcha. So he means
the Maram is asking you go
and therefore the Tana did a pure job of communication.
Yeah, no, but that has to do with Tosas just said, because Tosas is the one who said that this is what Tosas, this is what's going on here.
You know, I'm going to be punny that if that's what the Maran meant to ask, then the Maran did a very poor job of communication. You know,
I'm not sure, because isn't there a problem on the Maran even prior to him asking the question, just the way he's, you know, understanding Tosas? He's saying in Tosas that in the Mishnah itself, yeah, I have already the limud that we do not follow the Minhag Medina going up. And in the Mishnah itself, I see that I followed Minhag Medina to go down. He's saying that is in the Mishnah itself.
No, so it's in the Gemara.
No, that's not. Right, that's right, it's in the Maharam seems to be saying.
And his answer.
Even before the answer, before anything, just the way he captures the Isis.
It's almost like he doesn't have those.
Before the question, he says. That the numbers Zenos and Gimel, Zenos and Gimel teaches me that you don't go up, and Hakol Kaminag Medina teaches me that you will go down.
Right.
So isn't that already a problem? I mean, Tosas doesn't seem to be seeing the second part, the Mihu, in the Mishnah, and the Maharam is saying clearly that Tosas is getting that from the Mishnah.
And especially, I mean, I'm not 100% sure in his question, but for sure in his answer, he goes ahead and he says that it's Mukra from the Mishnah. So why did Tavis have to do? Now it's the same question. Like what's the Maram asking? Tyvus seems to address it, and but you're adding another point. Yes, I think you're adding another point. It's two questions that are the same. They seem to indicate the same thing, that the Maram read Tyvus differently. One is, what's the Maram's kasha? Tyvus answered your kasha, and if you are right,
then why did Taibis bother saying what he said?
Right, so, but the way that the Maharam is understanding, you know, the Limud from the Mishnah, Chaim Gordon's answer, I think, is a little better because the Maharam is learning that somehow in Tosas that that's what the Mishnah is teaching. The Mishnah is teaching me both things. So now, yeah, he's coming and saying, in the Mishnah itself, how could it be that it's teaching me both things, yeah, and I know which direction it goes? Maybe it goes in the opposite direction. In the Mishnah itself.
There's no reason to say it. I just said it. How did Tosas know? I mean, it's might as well read it in the...
The question will be on Tosas. I mean, according to his Havana of Tosas.
I understand, but Chaim Gordon was saying, he said that I thought he was saying that the kash is on Rebbe. But since Rebbe wants to teach you both opposite the Yukim, Rebbe did a poor job.
So he's asking on Tosas, according to the way you understand the Mishnah, that it's teaching me, you know, both directions, that this way I do go and this way I don't go. How do you know, how is the Mishnah teaching me which direction is the right direction?
But I think the Mishnah could have relied on the fact that you'll figure it out. So I don't know. I don't know if that's the question. The way that seemingly there, the question is, so how does Tosas know? Not that, how did the Mishnah expect me to know? Mishnah expected you to know, because also Mishnah is written for Tanoim. I don't know. I would not say the question that way. I would say the question is, how did Tosas know? But what we're saying is basically, I think Sandy is right, that there's two indications that the Maram obviously read Tosas different than us, because we're reading Tosas that Tosas has a raya from Hutzav Adafna. If Tosas has a raya from Hutzav Adafna, first of the Maram's question makes no sense because he has a raya. And then second of all, the Maram's answer makes no sense because not the Maram's answer, once the Maram says his answer, Tosas makes no sense. Because why did Tosas need a raya? That's true too. There's no reason for Tosas, assuming that the Maram's answer is correct, there's absolutely no reason why Tosas should bother bringing a raya. So the indication is that the Maram somehow or another read this line different. Right? This is, you know, why don't we, I'm a no god upon me, Yasu, Dafiro Nogu Behutatavna Yasa. You know, that maybe he had a, if you, you know, okay, I don't know.
Doesn't the Gemara
got rid of the Dawit and made it into a vav, but I don't think you can do that. Dafiro, you know, I don't know.
According to
the next step,
the Gemara says, I
come to Daven as a raya to the first child, right?
What?
The next step of Tosas indicates that Hutzav Daven is a raya.
What's the next step?
Rabbeinu Tam, he's saying, Daven Hutzav Daven. He's right. He's trying to push back. No, that's not good raya.
Right.
It's Mashmet, it's a raya from Hutzav Daven.
That's how his hobby was. It was a raya. Yeah, I'm a bummy kind of, you know, yes. Yes.
I'm just saying that.
So the okay, yes, I agree.
It says like called Kamina Medina, right? The Gemara over there is asking, what does that come to include, right? And the Gemara is saying even afilu hutzav adafna. So I think the Maram is asking that Tosas comes out trail, that why does the Gemara end up saying that chiddush is on hutzav adafna? In other words, if Lu Yitzhu, we had a svara, Rebbe gave it the Pashat svara that more money a person wouldn't want to do, but less, we understand. Rebbe gave it that's a svara. But what if the more Pashat svara was that, of course, we could make a stronger wall, we would make the person do it, but a minik shtus is a lower wall. In other words, if the svara is afuchas, the Gemara only comes out at that last step like that, but in truth, it's Tosas forcing it that way.
That's for right. She's in the Gemara because the Gemara says Hutzav Adafna.
Right, but
you got from the Gemara. So how do I say, well, the Gemara? How did the Gemara know?
According to Tosas, why did the Gemara do it?
Fashion.
According to Tosas,
which Tosas go is right.
No, but I'm saying according to Tosas, why did the Gemara come out? Why did the Gemara goofa come out like that? You know, as I call Kamilah Medina, the Gemara's goofa coming out. Why? Because now that's extra. Right. Otherwise,
so that's what the guy said again. That the Tavis, the Maram's kasha is Elachinami. The Tavis has arrived from the Gemara, but Tavis's kasha is, how did the Gemara know that?
Tosfos is now messing up.
That's a very weak question. And then I think good point too, that once the Maram gives his answer, there's no reason for Tosfos to say who bring Hutzav Adapta. Why Tosfos bother bringing the Raya from Hutzav Adapta? He should have brought the Maram's Raya. So I don't know. Anyway,
is it possible the Maram was trying to avoid the rush? I mean, he knew the Raya of Tosfos, but you could learn the Raya like the rush, and then learn the opposite.
You have to speak English. I'm sorry. Many of us are not seeing the rush so clear. I know there's a rush here, but I did not do it. So what does the rush say, please?
Rush says that the dimensions are chazal, nothing to do with right. Kol Minhag HaMedina. Less than and above than is always no good. It's a minhag garua. So and he's learning. Obviously, the rush is learning. Hutzav Adafna, right, as only on the material.
Right.
So it could be that maybe the Maran saying Tosfos could have learned like the Rush, perhaps, and then he wouldn't have his Mahalach. Let him learn the opposite.
Tosfos didn't learn like that, did it? I mean, but you can't deny that Tosfos doesn't learn like the Rush. Tosfos does say what he says. In other words, someone said this, that they don't, that Tosfos is Raya from Hutzav Adapta is debatable, because some argue that Hutzav Adapta is going to fall down in a week.
It's too much money.
But Gvil won't fall down in a week. It's a total waste. You built this expensive, you use this expensive material and it doesn't last. But the Maisa Tosfos does bring a ride from Hutzav Adapta. So what do they want from? What does the Maram want? Let's go further. But it's a very strange Maram. We can think about it over Shabbos, because tomorrow I mentioned I have a wedding. Regretfully, I can't make it this year. Okay, let's continue further in Tosfos. Okay, so Tosfos makes him split.
But wouldn't that take away Tosfos Raya from before?
No, because Tosfos Raya was a Kavah Chomer. Tosfos felt that Hutzav Adapta is even worse than a Gvil one. So Tosfos before brought a Raya that if the Gemara says Hutzav Adapta is good, then a Kavah Chomer Gvil is good.
But now he wants to get rid of it.
So why did the Gemara just, why the, what right did the Gemara have to say the bigger Chiddush of even Hutzav Adapta? They should have said the lesser Chiddush. Right?
Yeah, but if the Gemara would have just said that whatever the minhag is, then now we could bring the Maharam's question back.
No.
How do you know which direction to go? You still say that's a Svara without the Raya?
The Gemara is smart.
Basically, Tosfos is saying what I said before, I'll still say it, but without the Raya anymore from the Gemara.
No, he has a cash on the Gemara. This is not a new thing. He has a cash on the Gemara. Tosfos is not denying that the Gemara said Hutzav Adapta. Can't deny the Gemara said it. So he's just saying, how did the Gemara know to say it? Because I'm saying that the Gvil one Kavah Chomer from Hutzav Adapta. So what right does the Gemara have to say this tremendous Chiddush of Hutzav Adapta? They should limit the Chiddush and say that the Hakol Meginig Medina is only teaching you Gvil one, but not Hutzav Adapta. That's the Chiddush.
Meaning that Hakol Kaminag Medina is still going to stick to those four materials that the Mishnah is talking about, no other material, but only you know that we go down.
Right. And that's a less of a radical Chiddush, because at least you're using the material, which is a better material. Whereas Hutzav Adapta is like tartan areyasa. It's a junky material and it's skinny. So at least you're using a decent material, even though it's skinny.
If that's a question, what's Rabbeinu Tam's answer then?
Rabbeinu Tam's answer is that he's saying no, that it's not that way. Tavis Avina was that he's switching it around. But the Tavis in his conscious thought is that Hutzadafka is a bigger Kiddush. And Yesh Beklal Mosaya Mada. Tavis answered, we'll see Rabbeinu Tam. And here Rabbeinu Tam. The dab who's been dabbed up upon the can, I've been a dog of Minig Hedgeno.
Also, is asking on a Gemara that how do you, Gemara, even know to be Medaic from a Mishnah that we can even go to Hutz of Adafna?
Right.
So what's Rabbeinu Tam coming and saying? Oh, the Gemara is coming to tell you only Hutz of Adafna, no less than that. He's Gufa was asking that even Hutz of Adafna, you know, you don't have a source from the Mishnah for that.
What does Pachos Mikan mean? When it says it's Avo Pachos Mikan. What does Pachos Mikan mean?
Pashto's cardboard.
But Pachos Mikan means worse than Hutzav Dafna. He doesn't mean Pachos Mikan doesn't mean Gvil 1.
It has to mean
Gvil 1. I would think it means Gvil 1. I mean,
otherwise, what's Tos's answer? Tos needs to say that when it says the measure in the Mishnah, it means it's Dafna. Right.
Okay, I don't know. In other
words, Tosis could be saying the Hutz of Adafna works, but to do a Gvil 1, there is no such thing as a Gvil 1. If okay, you do a Gvil, you got to do
is
it.
Is that what the words mean? I will Pachos Mikan. What are the words
Pachos Mikan? That seems to be talking to the Vim Timer. That seems to be responding to the Vim Timer. Otherwise, you're adding a new thing. Why are you bringing something new?
Vim Timer says,
why isn't it limited to the telling you Gvil 1's good? And he answers saying, Gvil 1 Taka is not good. He needs
He's arguing on what Tosa said before.
But I don't know. Now, this is very unclear, the Lashon. Pachos Mikan, does Pachos Mikan mean Gvil 1? Or Pachos Mikan mean something of a junkier material than Hutz of Adafna?
If he's doing the second thing, how is he answering his question at all? What would be the structure of the answer?
Exactly. He's not talking to the point. The point was the fact that why does the Gemara come along and say Hutz of Dafna? We should just say that Gvil 1's good. The answer is because Gvil 1's not good.
That answers the question. But what's the alternative that would answer the question?
Can we revisit the question? I think the question that Tos is asking, he's not trying to get rid of Hutz of Dafna. He's just saying since I just said that even in Gvil and Gazis, you can go downwards. So why is the Mishnah limiting it only?
Can I interrupt? Look at the Piskei Hataisis. We got 2 minutes. Look at the Piskei Hataisis.
It's the Piskei Hataisis?
Piskei Hataisis in the...
Right after the Gemara.
My Gemara is right before the Marsha. But it's somewhere around there.
I have it before the Rush.
Yeah, and usually it's before the Rush. But in my Gemara, for some reason, it's before the Marsha. Okay, let's read it. In Nago Bigvil, Yaitzimivav Lo Yasu. Okay, that's what Tosfos said in the beginning. That minig we don't follow. Ach bepachas oisim. Right? So that's like what Tosfos said, Umiu. That pachas oisim. Afira behutz of Adafna. Even Hutz of Adafna. The Yesh Minogim Shainis Bakalayim. Now what's that supposed to mean? Yesh Minog Shainis Bakalayim.
Like from Rabbeinu Tam, right? The last that one.
That's
Rabbeinu Tam.
Pachos Oisim, which sounds like not like Rabbeinu Tam.
Right. It seems like he's passing both sides of the
right. So maybe the Pachos Oisim, Pachos Mika, Pachos Oisim. Sounds like, you know, there's Pachos Oisim, sounds not like Rabbeinu Tam. And then he says, the Yesh Minogen She'en Yismach Aleyem, that's Rabbeinu Tam. So what's he doing? So if you read,
assumption that Rabbeinu Tam is arguing.
Right. So like, if you read that Pachos Mikan doesn't mean Gvil 1, but Pachos Mikan means cardboard, then okay. maybe then the Piskei Rush would be Piskei Tais would be good. And that's what I'm just trying to.
Right.
That
we just don't have a chat in Tosis though, right?
What?
We just don't have a chat.
Yes, I'm just.
Yeah.
I'm just giving credence. It's not clear, but we're very unclear.
Rebbe, but then, as Chaim said, how's he answering the question?
We're not clear. I understand. We don't know anything. We're just beautiful. Isn't that wonderful that we don't know anything? That we don't understand, you know, how is Rabbeinu Tam answering the question? So the simple answer shot was, Rabbeinu Tam is saying that you type has got everything backwards. You thought Hutzav Adapta is an Afilu is even worse than Gvil 1. No, don't forget. Gvil 1 is worse than Hutzav Adapta. And only Hutzav Adapta, but not Gvil 1. That was the simple reading of Rabbeinu Tam. So that he's switching. He's switching from the Kasha. The Kasha assumed that Gvil 1 is a Kavo Choymer from Hutzav Adapta. And Rabbeinu Tam is saying, no, then you got it wrong. Only Hutzav Adapta is good and Gvil 1 is not good, which is very funny because Tavis made that assumption that Hutzav Adapta, that Gvil 1 is a Kavo Choymer from Hutzav Adapta. That was in a statement. It wasn't even part of the Vim Toimar. That was Tafidum Nogub Hutzav Adapta Yase. There he was assuming that Gvil 1 is better than Hutzav Adapta. And now Rabbeinu Tam is dropping that.
But he has a question. He is good. The question isn't how come it says Hutzav Adapta? It should limit it to Gvil 1. So the answer must be that Gvil 1 is not good.
So that's one shot in Tavis. That Tavis now in Rabbeinu Tam is changing everything, and he's going and he's making svaras hafuchas. That's one basrub shot. And the other basrub shot is no. Taiv is put down as a clear point that Hutzav Adapta is, Gvil 1 is better than Hutzav Adapta. That was accepted. Klar, Taiv has made that as a davar pashit before the Vim Taimar, in the Vim Taimar. And Rabbeinu Tam is only arguing. And Pachos Mikan, he's Pachos from Hutzav Adapta.
Right.
Okay. That's a unclear.
What's the answer?
What's wrong with that? What's wrong with that?
What's
wrong with
that? What's the answer? How's he answering Tosa's question?
Yeah, that's fine.
Let's go back to the question. Let's go back to what Tosa's question is. Maybe we're misunderstanding Tosa's question.
What's the problem?
Okay. Zug.
But yeah, that Tosa is not asking that we should get rid of Hutzav Adapta. Just Tosa is asking, why are you just limiting it to Hutzav Adapta?
Right.
Now that I told you that Gvil Guzis can go down. Yes, we have a lot of things that are included in our
calculation. No, wait a second. The way we understand Tosa's question is that he's asking to say
that it should include everything. Don't limit it only to Hutzav Adapta. Right. But not that he wants to get rid of Hutzav Adapta.
Right.
So now you're saying it's good.
Yeah. I think then the flow would be much better. The flow would be fine.
What's the question? What's Tosa's question?
Anyway, I'm going to let your people argue. I have to give them a certain